It meant a lot to me to get these pictures just to fill in the gaps of the church. And, you know, the brickwork was one of the few things that was hired out at the church. Most of it was done by labors of the brothers building and the sisters cooking. Very important part to a building of the church is food. Brother Bob Pafko did the beautiful brickwork. You know, ever since I got these pictures, when I come to church, it's not the same anymore. I look what it used to be like and all the work that went into it. And I look up here, it's so peaceful and beautiful. It just is. This brickwork is beautiful, and they did such a good job that not only are we listening to choirs and the ministers, but the backdrop is just peaceful and serene, and even, you know, the colors of the brickwork that was chosen. They're not bold and brash that hurt your eyes. So 71 fall. With the construction of the Sunday school wing, we're up to 1973. I don't have exact dates for some of this, but the construction of the church was sanctuary was being beginning. The roof above us, where we're sitting now. This is one of my favorite pictures of the church too. It just gives you a good idea. Back in the early 70s, how this was just farmland out of nowhere, and it still feels like that. Doesn't it feel like just a peaceful place to come and worship the Lord? You don't hear horns honking, dogs barking. It's just peaceful. You can just put your mind on the Lord in such a peaceful setting here. And I once again, thank Brother George and Brother Walter Seiverling for choosing this location, now known as the Church on the Hill. That's what we're known as in the Norton community. So this is the site of the church here, this before the fellowship wing was built. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 windows. So you can see how many windows were taken out to build the addition. This is more pictures of the outside of the construction. Look at how fun that was to play out there as a kid. Tires to climb on, tractors to drive, step on glass, get it in your foot, splinters, rocks. I mean, we had so much fun out there. You know, and there's Helen Pafko, you know, this picture was just of her picking once again, and you come from Barberton Church in your good clothes, you come over here and take pictures. This is probably one of the VBS pictures. So you kids that go to VBS, you got to wear ties. It's very important if you're going to follow in Roger Webble's footsteps to wear a tie to VBS. Even though this picture, they're squinting in the sun, I like it, this VBS picture, because it shows the Seiberling farm. Doesn't it just look the same? I like sitting on that side and looking at the farm, out the barn, out the windows. And so this is looking the other way. There's a lot of Webbles in here, Pafkos, my Aunt Linda standing up on the right in the back holding Hanson Webble. Bob Pafko's kids are in there, and the Rosells, which are cousins. This is the VBS at the time on the church grounds. I wanted to keep this picture in here, too. It just shows what the parking lot used to look like. Mounds of dirt. If you're a kid, doesn't that look fun? After church, you go out and go up and run up and down those hills. It just looks fun for me. And so these pictures are just various pictures that were taken at that first VBS that were included in the slides that Peg Pafkov Toth gave me. And I remember, I remember youth groups sitting outside there and having lessons outside. I'm going to transition a little bit from VBS to one of the most important construction dates of the church, the building of the roof, setting the trusses and connecting this part with the other part using the roof. And so brothers came from near and far. Brothers from the church is a lot for Mansfield, spent the day here. Roger Betts, John Paymer, Charlie Roberts, John Mraz, Bill Green, Dave Gerhart, George Paymer, Richard Goetz, Ray Sable, Lawrence Pop, John Capella, Ed Gerhart, Bob Emick Jr., Bob Pafkov, Paul Goetz, George Pafkov, Ernie Pafkov. Did the day go smoothly? No. It was going to rain. Now, how would you like to have a big work day plan? It's going to rain. Well, this Message article talks about they prayed and there was a window of opportunity to put up the roof. And you can read this article more in detail in the scrapbook or the future booklet that I plan to put together. But once again, thank you, Carol Schley, for giving me these messengers so I can put together some of the important events of the building of the church. And the story goes that the crane operators were going to put these trusses up, and he could smell the food cooking. And he wanted that bratwurst sandwich so much that he didn't charge anything for the work that they did. He said, "My payment is a bratwurst sandwich." So that was a blessing that the congregation received that day. And you will just see a few pictures of the work of putting up of the church roof. I like this picture of Ted Pafkov. He had this camera, you know. I heard that he carried this camera and documented everything. And so Brother Jim Pafkov gave me some of his dad's pictures to include in the slideshow. But as you're sitting looking at this picture, just imagine the wood up here. That's what it looked like. I like this picture, too. It connects the Sunday school area with the sanctuary, because remember that we were having church in the Sunday school wing. So you have church in the Sunday school wing. You take down the tables in the Sunday school wing. You put them up, get the chairs, take them down, put them up. You remember that. We were always busy doing that because everything happened in that one room. I guess this gives a little bit of picture of what a kind of a rainy day it really was, or a cloudy, overcast day. But raise your hand if you helped put on the roof. I know, okay. Some of the some of the people were here. We remember that day and putting on the roof, 1973. I have a picture of one of the Webbles driving these tractors in the movie. I just think it's very interesting, that movie coming up. Newspaper articles. I plan to present the church with a plaque later on to put on the wall of some of these important documents. This is one of them. They advertised the church construction in the newspapers. I like this picture, too. It just shows the completed work of the roof before the windows went in. Yay! Certificate of Occupancy, October 23rd, 1973. We were allowed to be in the building. And I have nothing from the church dedication, not a single picture, nothing except of this messenger article about the day. And so the church was dedicated March 31st, 1974. So if you remember your cornerstone picture, 1970, they broke ground. 1974, the church is complete. And the church is being dedicated. My dad told me that was the most crowded he ever remembers the day. There wasn't really time to breathe. They had morning, afternoon, evening services, choirs, special numbers all day, special sermons, meals. It was just a full day of glorifying the Lord for his work in building the church. Remember the first slide? It says the history of the Norton Church. It's his story, God's story. This is also on a plaque I plan to present to the church, a newspaper article written in 1978 about the completion of the church. So, life went on after the church was built. I'm not going to put every baptism and wedding in the slideshow, or we will be here till Independence Day on July 4th. But I would like to say the first wedding, Brenda Emick and Adrian King. I remember that wedding because he was kneeling here. I was a young girl, and on the bottom of his shoes it said, "Help me." One shoe said help, the other shoe said me. I don't remember anything else about the wedding. The first baptism in this actual room was for John Vargo. And if you visited Kay, she's very proud of that fact, that in his later life, Brother John gave his life to the Lord and was baptized. There was another man baptized in the old part before the sanctuary was built, but Brother John was the first. The first missionary was Kathy Pafkov, married Jorge Nemec, and as an impressionable teenager, I thoroughly was thrilled that she was marrying someone who spoke Spanish. And so, you know, a lot of the chicken barbecues coming up were for the work being done in Argentina. I remember also as a girl getting to church. I was 18. At this age, I carried my camera to church every Sunday. I'm still doing that, okay? I got the church vandalism. Someone had put a brick on the gas pedal and let the car go, and we got to church, and this is what we found at the church. And what I think is interesting is what you don't notice, especially you that are handicapped drivers, but look at how the brickwork is different there. You know why it's different? Because of this vandalism, okay? So next time you go out that way, you look at the different brick pattern, you'll know why they didn't make a mistake when they did that brickwork. Part of this presentation is not to include every baptism and wedding, but the important dates of elder ordinations. I could not find a picture of Brother George when he was ordained as an elder, but an important day in the church was when we had our first elder in many years, because Fred Tiffin, if you look on your timeline later on, he was the elder in this church until he passed away. And so it was really important that an elder be assigned to the church. And those of you who come every August, about the middle of the month, you come, what do? You eat corn, chicken barbecue, raise money. I couldn't even give a history presentation without bringing up this barbecue, because we're known in the community as for this chicken barbecue fundraiser. And in the slideshow, if you plan to stay at 8 o'clock, there's 400 pictures. It takes about 40 minutes to go through. It has a lot of pictures of the corn roasts over the year, the chicken barbecues. The presentation is not complete without this picture. The pies, we talk about the pies a lot here every year, don't we? That another ordination was for Brother Russ Pafko, who was ordained in December 14, 1980. The second missionary was myself. I went to Brazil in 1983, 1985. I've updated my eyeglasses since then. How the church made a cake and had a goodbye for me. I don't know who cried more, them or me, but I remember that specifically that year. Most of the pictures of the congregation are in the slideshow, but I did include this one. They took this picture just for me. I was in Brazil. They took pictures of the congregation. You can't see it real well, but all the faces of the people that were in church at the time I was in Brazil. This is probably the last picture I have before the fellowship wing was built. So another show of hands, how many of you were born in 1983 or later? Okay. If you don't remember the church, you don't remember the church like that before they've built the fellowship wing. But why was the fellowship wing built? I sort of hinted at it before. Everything was done in that back room, taking tables down, putting them up, taking them down. It just got so crowded and so busy that they needed a fellowship wing built. This is just another of my favorite pictures of the building of the church. When the ground was broken on the fellowship wing, the important ministers at the time in the church, Russ Pafkov, Rick Hunyadi, Bob Pafkov, Riney Webel, and George Pafkov. I don't have an ordination date for Rick Hunyadi. Perhaps he can add that to timeline. I know you were in the ministry a short time only. And so I think everybody wanted their pictures taken with shovels. I had to cut out many people with shovels out of the pictures, but it was just a really exciting day for the church when pictures were taken of the people, of the Sunday school, and it was outside, right out there before, imagine that whole wing not being there. And some of these faces are still here. Some are with the Lord, and you'll notice that in the slideshow at 8 o'clock also. Some of the faces are with the Lord. Three generations. That's true. I was able to find blueprints for the fellowship wing, and I did not find the original blueprints from 1970. So if they're in your attic, you can bring them to me. I'll be glad to have them. But this shows the outline of the church, and there's even more blueprints in there. For the future vision of the church is to expand that way and build more of an entryway. So there's more blueprints in line for the church. Now, we've gone from 1905, from a warehouse, to Houston Street, to Brown Street. The Norton Church is built, and I'm telling you some important dates. We're up to 1992. We've done a lot of history in 1 hour, haven't we? We're just about done. There's a few more important dates we're going to do, and then we're going to show the movie here. But I'm thankful that Brother Bob Pafkov had a few pictures of the construction of the fellowship wing, because if it weren't for about 25 of you helping me out with history, pictures, and documents, I would have not had everything I needed to help put this together. So I'm really thankful for all of you that let me interview you and give me pictures and your story. I really liked your stories. I mean, an hour is not enough time to tell all the stories that some of the elderly told me. So if you don't have anything to do in the next year, guess what? The older generation is full of fun stories. It really was a blessing for me to be able to interview the older generation. I have two pictures of the fellowship wing. This is not what it looked like when it was finished. This is just pictures that I have taken in the last 5 years. But the church definitely started to look a little bit different and larger without fellowship wings. I happen to have the original flyer from when my father, Riney Webel, became an elder, because I was living out west and my mom mailed me one, and I like to keep historical documents. So that's also in the scrapbook when my father was ordained as a minister. Also ordained was Brother David Kepuzinski on May 1999. This is not what he looked like then. He was unable to come up with a picture of him at that age. Most of you will remember the pavilion being built if you were alive in 2004. So if you're 12 years old or older, you might remember that being built. And the most important thing for a child is the playground. They love going out there. Another important date, the elder ordination of Albert Jovichin, Jeremy Jiven, and Gary Webel. I have very few more slides to go here before the movie, but most of you will remember the remodeling of the Sunday school area. I took about 50 pictures of that, of the process over a period of a year. I'm just putting one in, just to remember that we did enlarge the Sunday school rooms. This is overhead view of the church property. On the bottom is the road, and that you come in, and you can see the church at the top. And what are those numbers? You know, they're numbering the acreage of the church, the different parts of the church. But I want to remember Walter Seiberling one more time, because he really liked the church congregation, was very loving, and he gave a gift to the church of 3 more acres before he passed away. They're on the bottom left along the road, that one triangle, that one area left of the driveway was what he donated as a gift to the church. So if you ever run across any of the Seiberlings, you can thank them for that. Before we transition to the movie, I really want to thank you all, not only for being here and supporting me and for your prayers, but the last 3 years, I had a lot of fun. If I called you on the phone, or if I interviewed your grandma or your great-grandma or your grandfather, or scanned your pictures, I loved it. I just enjoyed the fellowship that I had in getting to know you better. And it was invaluable for Brother Dave Tonich to go into the Barberton Library and find all those Houston Street documents. He even met with a current member there to get that one picture where it says 1909 above the door. Wesley really helped me with the technology. We had six 8 millimeter movies. We had them digitalized. He took them and he made them into one 11-minute movie for me. And we're going to be able to make that available on the Internet. And also for Dan, he had to put up with a messy house because I didn't clean since January, right? I've been working. I didn't clean the house. I did make meals, but I think the house, the house needed a little bit of help. So thank you for helping me out. This church, I mentioned lots of names, but really it's the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I'm going to transition to the movie now, and I'm going to talk along with the movie. Now, if you remember old 8mm movies, it had a little switch. You could go fast or slow. Guess what? When you digitalize them, it only goes fast. And it's really, by the time you figure out who the older person is, guess what? You're a minute too late to figure out, you know, who else it is. So if someone could get the lights, if we could turn off the lights, I'll do my best to say the names. You feel free to call out names. Please do. If you recognize, there's going to be people like Silajis and Kathy Nemec, before she got married. The Webble kids are climbing on the roof. There's Pafko. Adina told me she's married 3 years when this movie's made. So it's the building of the Norton Church from 1971-73. Most of it is filmed by Brother Riney. There is one section of Brother Riney nailing the shingles on, so somebody else did that little part of that. So Ray Tilty and Roger, this is the Sunday school wing. This is Paul Webble. This is the Sunday school wing. The old kitchen's on the left. The Sunday school wing is on the right. Roger Webble, Amy, Paul Webble, Ray Tilty. The lake is in the same place. So this is the kitchen. Paul Webble, Roger. So they're just telling. But, you know, there's no words with these movies. George Pafkov on the tractor, you know, preparing the soil. Paul Webble, Dan Kapuscinski, that's David's father. And there's Ray, there's Ralph Schley working on the cement there. George Pafkov, Dan Kapuscinski, George Pafkov, and Ralph Schley. This is the old kitchen, which is now the nursery back there, the nursery room. So the labor was done by the church people. George Pafkov worked very hard on construction of this church. And now we're looking toward the Cyberling Barn. Now you're looking toward Lake Anna. Getting the ground ready, you know, to put the cement in. Arlene Webble, Amy Webble, I mean Elaine Lamp, Dan Kapuscinski, Ralph Schley. I remember that swing set out there in the field. This is if you're looking up the Sunday school wing back there toward the pavilion. This is what it looked like. You can get your bearings by looking at the lake or the barn when you look at this older movie. Arlene Webble, you can notice there's more walls up now. So every Sunday we would go and see, you know, what was up. Russ Pafkov is there, Bill Emick, Paul, Arlene, Ray Tilty. These are the members. The ladies are in the kitchen. Sarah Flaker, you know. Wilma Pafkov, Katie Pafkov, Anna Bates, Jean Szilagyi, Louis Szilagyi, Pete Kerstedge, George Pafkov. That was Russ Pafkov there, Ray Tilty. Roger is driving the tractor. Roger Webble with Amy Kanyed. Amy Kanyed. Pete Kerstedge is there. This is where the bathrooms are in the Sunday school. The women are still in the kitchen. That was Kathy Nemec there and Paul Webble. Amy Webble. These are the walls of the Sunday school wing there. The ladies, guess where they're at? Trying to figure out where to put everything in the kitchen. Very important, the food industry of the Norton Church. So, Wilma Pafkov, Helen Pafkov, Sarah Flaker, Helen Pafkov, Arlene Webble, Wilma Pafkov. Katie Pafkov. Bob Pafkov, now he's telling the ladies where the things are going to go. He's helping them out.
It's not a good idea.
No.
Not a
good idea. You can see, there's the, do you remember that original sign down by the driveway, Apostolic Christian Church Grounds? That's Paul Webble standing by the sign there. That's Paul Webble. That's before Crosec Landscaping came in. This is the Sunday school wing. The walls are up. You know, they're getting ready to put the tiles on there. This is the door connecting into the sanctuary right here. There's no sanctuary at this point. This is what the walls look like. We're standing where the parking lot is right now. This is the porch that was torn down to build two more Sunday school rooms. But when it would rain, we would eat church lunch under this porch outside, and you'd get the breeze out there, and you'd have a youth group out there. I don't know who this is quite. But they got the tiles on the roof, you know, ready to go. That's the next step in the building of the church. This is looking toward the lake. You can always tell because of that smoke net. This door leads to the sanctuary. This is the original building permit. I have that in the scrapbook. And so yeah, they used the Cyberling farm address for a while before they used the correct address here. So that's Gary Webble and Paul Webble. Paul's on the left, Gary Webble's on the right, by the church sign that was down by the road. This is where it gets exciting, I think. This is a lot of Webble family. Amy, Elaine, Russ Pavkov might be holding Philip. And Ben Deek, Gary Webble, Arlene Webble, George Pavkov. Children are climbing ladders, scaffolding. They're on roofs, and all the mothers are so calm. Adina Pavkov, Helen Pavkov. A lot of decisions made. Julie, there's myself, Annette Webble, Jean C. Lodgy, Steve Gruage, the Deke girls, Louis C. Lodgy, Kathy Mamick's getting the car keys from her dad, Sue Pavkov, Anna Bates, Olga Maletich, Katie Pavkov, Mike Maletich, more Webble kids, Roger and Eddie Lane, Gary and Amy. This shows the brickwork on the outside, just how far along it was at the time. So my dad was filming this, so there's a lot of wee Webbles in it. Annette, Amy, Roger, Elaine and Annette. Gary. This is right up front. More Webble siblings there. Elaine, Annette, Gary, Amy, Roger. I was trying to drive a tractor. I didn't quite get it, so Gary came with his hammer and said, "Now get out of there." No women drivers here, so, you know. There's Paul. He's right above the baptismal tank there, right. There's Gary driving the tractor. We all had our turn, I guess. That was a lot of fun. Mothers don't have a heart attack. This is Gary Webble and myself, Annette Simon, up on the roof. That was just fun after church to come and climb the roof, you know. My grandmother, Abraham, always wanted a steeple. This is as close as she got, having myself up there. I was pretty athletic, so I don't think my mom was that scared of us. There's Gary Webble. Yeah.
Where's OSHA?
This is Riney Webble, Paul Webble, and Gary Webble nailing on shingles. So it's another example how the people of the church did the work. As money came into the treasury, George Pavlov Cove would go to the store and buy the things needed for construction. So he kept close tabs on you know, the offerings, what came in every Sunday, so the next part of the church could be built. Retail T. John Fargo, that's Cynthia Schley, and Kay Vargo is coming up here on the right, talking to Katie Pavko, me and my mom, again my mom, Arlie Webel talking with Jean Filagi, Paul Webel. More of the brickwork on the outside. See, it's almost done. It's a tiny little bit to go there. The parking lot has changed. There's a last few minutes of this is just a movie of one of the church lunches in the old part. George and Helen Pavka, we miss the Saladies there, the Jenkins, Kay Jenkins, that's myself. Kay Jenkins, Alex and Kay Jenkins. Arlene Webel is feeding Rachel. And then there's Austin in a high chair there. And Pete Kirstage, Paul and Cindy. Engaged, I don't know, married, or Dorothy Abraham. Dick Milovantsev and George Pavko, Lois Webel, Kovacs, putting away the tables. If you want to have church, you got to put tables up and down. Emmy Kirstage talking with Rainey Webel. So that was Webel Media. This is a recent picture taken of the church. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. I think that's just a beautiful verse. This building, we talked about the history today, the building, the construction. Not too much about the people, but it is about God. It is about 111 years from 1905 in the warehouse till now. 111 years of history. I'd like to call the men's group. Brother Steve wanted to keep Norton Church tradition, so if the lights could be turned on, Brother Steve wanted to direct a song in closing. So if you are label yourself as a man and you would like to sing, it's invitation time. It's one of the Norton Church traditions for the men to come up. Come on forward, the men. As you're coming forward, I wanted to say, after the song, there is a closing prayer by Brother Jeremy Jiven. You're welcome to stay at 8 o'clock. There's a slideshow. It lasts about 40 minutes, and it has most of the people of the church over the years. And I understand some of you need to get home and put your kids to bed, but if you're able to stay for the slideshow, please do. So men, come forward. Thank you.
precious blood will wash away.